Okay, we're in the sugya of Kinyan Devarim. A very important sugya, as I told you, which has very say about the Torah that there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are keharim hatluyim b'sayra, that have very small hints or makairis in Torah, and a lot comes from it. And Gemara is the same. The Inyan of Kinyan Devarim is like Horem Atluyim B'Saira. Somebody who doesn't learn this daf could learn most of Shas and never bump into Kinyan Devarim. You could spend years learning Kinyanim. And when it comes to Halacha L'Maisa, you're out in the cold because you never heard of Kinyan Devarim. And the impression I'd like to make on you is the importance with which we should learn the Sugya, understand the Sugya, and Chazen. Yesterday I discussed with you the controversial areas of Kinyan Devarim, two of them. Kinyan Etein, which starts from the Ga'anim in the Mukhi Yosef, and goes to the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem Hei. Kinyan Emkar, which is also starts from the Mukhi Yosef, from the Gemara of Avodah that he brings, and goes to Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Vav, and there everyone paskins. That a Kinyan I'm going to sell dafka to you is not binding. That says the Kinyan that if I sell, I'll sell dafka to you is not binding. And we began to talk about the third type of Kinyan Devarim, which is the Shaila of someone who promises to do a job and does a specific Kinyan that he will not back out. And then he has a reason that he'd like to back out. The question is the Kinyan is a binding Kinyan or not a binding Kinyan? And that we're going to discuss today. What I should have done is first tell you the not controversial areas of Kinyan Devarim, a few examples of not controversial examples of Kinyan Devarim. Let me give you an example. Rav Moshe, the Gris Moshe, has a Shaila about in Chashimishvat Simin Ayin Tes, Chashimishvat Chelakala Simin Ayin Tes, about a person who signed a contract. And in the contract, he has a clause with his boss that if they have to fire a worker because business slows down, he's last out. They'll fire others before him, and he's going to be the last one to be fired. That's a clause in the contract. Ramesh writes that it's an asmachta, that it's not a binding clause for a different reason. Asmachta lekanya. And then he says it's also a Kinyan Devarim. A Kinyan that I'll fire others before I fire you. He didn't make a Kinyan, I'll never fire you. He made a Kinyan that I'll fire others before you. So that Kinyan, Ramesha calls a Kinyan Devarim. What? Financial. Any agreement that has a knas is subject to different rules, like we said yesterday by the Tanaim. A financial agreement that says what? If the financial agreement says I'll pay you for your work, that's a Kenyan of a Kenyan pailin. A pail, the tchilas malacha, it's a Kenyan. And it's the boss is bound to whatever the agreement is. What? Prenuptials. A prenuptial agreement, depending on how it's drawn, the prenuptial agreement means before the marriage, there's certain agreements. Now, you mean the aguna prenuptials, probably. Most of the prenuptials that are written are asmachta lekanya, are not binding. There are certain types of prenuptials that are drawn specifically to avoid asmachta. You're not learning the sugya of asmachta, because Shulchan Aruch says how to avoid asmachta lekanya. And the teeth of a prenuptial is the knas. Prenuptial only works if you don't give a get. There's a certain knas that will mechayev you. So that's like tanoim, like the smas said, that if it is a baishas, a busha, or an inconvenience, that the knas is chayev. There's another case in Chashimishpat Simchav Beis, where you and I agreed to go to a nintayra, and we're going to Pliny. Pliny is possible to be a dayan, either because he's a relative, or because he's an Amoret, Or because he's a yachid and he's not a mumcha. It happens all the time. Two sides go to a dentura by a single rav. The rav is not a mumcha baki that he should that we could say he has koyach to have a din of a bezdin. So what kind of bezdin is it? You go and he says something, you can walk out and do what you want. We do is we do a kinyan. So we do a kinyan. When you sit down, you decide if you're going to the rav for advice. It's not binding. It's not binding. If a rav has any brains, which all rabbanim do, he's not going to get involved. I don't get involved with people who have a chayshim mishpatzich, so when they come for advice, right, if they misfollow them, I'm stuck, I'm their employee, I have to do it. But stamazai, if they come to me from the outside, I'm not willing to be in the Kabul Kenyan, so I don't waste my time. Because people only come in to hear their side. So what we do is we do a Kabbalah Kenyan. So Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you do a Kabbalah Kenyan, then it's chal, then it's binding, then the psak of the dayan is binding. Zok the shach, and because we're going to speak about the shach shita in general, that's going to be an important shach. The shach says, no, it's a kinyan devarim. A kinyan to listen to a psak of a rav is a kinyan devarim. You're agreeing to obey his psak. It's on the gavra. The shach says, it depends what loshin you say. It says, if you want to do a kinyan that's going to obligate you, the lashon of the kinyan has to be a shibud nechasim. In a kabbal kinyan, what we do is the rav sits with the two sides, take out a pen, you pick it up for a kabbalah kinyan. You have to say b'lashon, in a kabbal kinyan, that you're going to pay whatever it is that the psak is that you have to pay. It doesn't have a kayach psak, it's not a bezin. Whatever the yachid that you accept on yourself is going to say, you're mishabed nechasim to do it. Oh. You say a lasha shibud nechasim, then it's chal, because then it's a kinyan on the chasim. But if you just say, I'm going to listen, I won't disobey, you don't mention the shibud nechasim, the shach holds that that's a kinyan devarim ba'alma, and it's not kaina. And it shouldn't surprise you, we've had those who you learn sugis and shas, there's tremendous difference in the lashon of a kinyan. Right? We have if somebody sells someone payless dekel, I sell you the fruit that will grow on my tree. It's a damash shalom b'alaylah. It's not chal. If I say dekel lipei raisa, there's a kinyan in the dekel for its peiris. So then it is chal. So you can mean the same thing, but if you don't say the right lashon in the kinyan, it's not chal. The shach says lashon kinyan is a crucial condition of this to make it ois kinyan devarim, something which would otherwise be kinyan devarim. If you say it in the lashon of shibud nechasim, it's a kinyan gom. So these are two examples. A third example of a kinyan devarim that says in the Rambam, if I make a kinyan lahaylach schayra, if I make a kinyan to deliver something for you, kinyan to be mailach schayra, to deliver, is not a binding kinyan. If you know that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and you ask me if you could send a suitcase with me, so I say yes. You say, you know, I don't want you to back out. I'm a Kabul Kenyan. The Rambam says a Kenyan Lahila Saira is not a binding Kenyan. And the Shach we're going to discuss in a moment brings this as an example of Kenyan Devarim in such a case where I agree to do something for you, it's not binding. You know, a person is allowed to change his mind. That's the aside. You can change your mind if there's no Hiskaivos. A person is permitted to change his mind. And there's no penalty. Now, of course, if when you ask me, I'm lying when I tell you, that's an avla. And Shulchan Tzedek, he's supposed to speak truth. But as far as I'm telling you the truth, you're asking me to take it, I'll take it. I'm willing to take it. I change my mind, a person can change his mind. Now we come to the third controversial area in Kinyan Devarim, after Etein, and which is Resh Mem Hei, and after the Kinyan of Emkar, which is Resh Vav, this is Simin Shin Lamed Gimel, and this Tumultzich developed over Machlaikis, the Mechaber, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shach. Shin Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel. Shin Lamed Gimel is a beautiful Simin. One summer when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I spent 2 weeks learning Shin Lamed Gimel. It's all the demon of work and an employee an employer when you can back out, when you can't back out. Shinlami Gimel Sif Gimel is the question of when a worker could back out. Now listen carefully. This Xeris HaKosid of Avodai Hei V'loy Avodim La'Avodim, from which we learn that Payel Chayzer V'chatzi Hayayim. A worker in the middle of the day could tell his boss, you know, I'm tired of this, I quit. If there's a hefsid moment, if by quitting there's a loss of money, if, the Gemara's example, you put flax into soak, and if you quit, the flax will get ruined, if it's not taken out in time, it'll get spoiled. That's called a hefsid moment. So then, if you still quit, but you have to pay for the hefsid. Either pay for the hefsid or finish working. You're meshubit to do work. But if you give him due notice, amount of time normally you can hire another worker, give him a week's notice, then a person could quit. And the examples that come up in yeshiva, you have somebody who agreed to work as a counselor or a lifeguard or whatever it is at camp, and if it becomes the beginning of June, you want to quit, the halacha is that you're allowed to quit, because avadayhem v'lay avadim l'avadim, a month's time is enough time to get another counselor. Maybe you won't be as good a counselor, but assuming you have the type of job which is replaceable, maybe a head counselor, I don't know, a month's time if you can get. But the job that can be replaced is avadayhem v'lay avadim l'avadim. Now, I have an old kasha which I've asked Talmidei Chachamim. There's a second din we learn from avadayhem v'lay avadim l'avadim. And even if you have a contract. Now, if you have a kinyan, that's what we're going to discuss now. If you have a contract, if it's not a kinyan, if the contract is not, if it doesn't, if it just says you're going to work, it doesn't say specifically you agree not to quit. Stam contract means you're allowed to get mishubit to halacha hilchas hatayra, and you're allowed to quit. Now, if you do a specific kinyan, that's where the sichsa comes in. It's a kinyan to work. Because stama, that is no machlaikis. Stama, there's some shubit to halacha satayra. And yes, not specifically, a shay mechinam has a contract to be a shay mechinam. So it's a shay mechinam, not a shay mesach. If he makes a kinyan, he could become a shay mesach. But if I have a kinyan to be a shay mechinam, that means I'm a shay mechinam according to the rules of the Torah. Right? Now, there's a second din we learn from Avodai Hei V'lay Avodim L'Avodim. And that is that you're not allowed to sign a contract for more than 3 years. You can't be mechayiv yourself for more than a 3 year contract, because it says, Ki mishne schar sachir avodcha sheish shanim. And evidence doubles the years of a sachir. We learn out 3 years is a sachir. More than 3 years is an evid. So you're not allowed to sign a contract that obligates you to work for more than 3 years. I people do it. We'll discuss maybe a different time what exceptions there are. I have an old kasha. We learned this from house you could. It's dafka work. Dafka avadayhem v'lay avadim l'avad. I didn't understand how you learned the two limudim from the same pasuk. It says lay avadim l'avadim. So you can't be mishabed yourself to work for more than 3 years. Lay avadim l'avadim. So you're allowed to quit. If you're allowed to quit, you should be allowed to be mishabed yourself for more than 3 years. You're not an avid. No? And if you're doing it for less than 3 years, so even if you can't quit, you're not an Eved. The two limudim are two ways to not be an Eved. How can they both be true? And both are brought there in Shulamit Gimel. So this is the Kuda. It's an old kasha I have that I asked people who were Dayan and Chayshe Mishpah. I have a maybe Mahalach, but not a certain Mahalach. Okay, not again to us. Comes along to Ritva. Beis Yosef quotes a Ritva. You know, the Beis Yosef quotes Rifs and Rambams and Rosh and Taisus. Occasionally quotes a Ritva la halacha. Here, the Beis Yosef brings a Ritva and Paskins that if you made a specific kinyan that you're not going to be chayzer, it's binding. If you make a kinyan that you're not going to quit, a kinyan that I won't quit, that's a binding kinyan, and a person can't be chayzer. And that's the way he passed it. So the Shach in Sifkat Yud Dalid in Shemlam Gimel Sukkot Yadalid, argues, and I believe he brings a Rivash, a Rishon, and he says, how could you bring a Ritva? All the other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rith, and the Rash, who just say a Poyel could quit, period, they don't say any exceptions, obviously they don't hold back the Ritva. If it's a simple Kenya could be Mechayev, they would have said so. So the Shach says you could quit. And he has two Iker Kashas on the Ritva and Lamdas. His first Kasha is, how can you make a Kenya to be Avar Adairais? So Adairais Avad Ayhein V'loi Avadim L'Avadim. That you're not allowed to sell yourself to be Avadim L'Avadim. So it's a deraisa. So what do you mean? You made a kinyan to be over a deraisa? You're master mashakas of a tire. You can't make such a condition. And secondly, he ties it's a kinyan to varim ba'alma. That not quitting is a kinyan to varim, the kinyan of words, and a kinyan of varim ba'alma is not binding. And these two ties are very stark ties. And in order to answer it, we are going to have to come up the says either we pass like the Shach, or we're going to have to understand a Mahalach that will give us an exception to Kinyan Devarim. The Ketzais, the Maisa Kinyan, either Kinyan Suder, which is always a Kenyan. A Suda works for everything except for Matbeya. Oh, because what's the Kenyan Chal on? It's again, it's Kenyan that I will not quit. It's a Kenyan on the Gavra, that I won't do something. A Kenyan that I won't do something, or that I will do something, that's how we define Kenyan Dvarim. A Kenyan on a Maisa Ha'adam is the way we define a Kenyan Dvarim. A Kenyan I won't fire you. A Kenyan I'll carry a suitcase for you. The examples that we had are Kinyan Agamar to divide. The Kinyanim, which are the Dibor. Dibor on the Maisa, it's Kinyan Devarim, it's on a Maisa. The Kinyan on a Maisa is not a Kinyan. So as I said, we need a Mahalach that's going to help us. There are two basic Mahalachim. And one is the Mahalach of the Ketzais, and we'll see other Ishayim. And the second is the Halach of the Machne Ephraim and the Chazon Ish. It's very stark matzvik, the Machne Ephraim's Mahalach. Each one is a Yesayid and an important Yesayid. The Ketzais in Sif Katan He says working is not a Kinyan Devarim because, listen to Chiddush, what's a Kenyan Devarim? A Kenyan on a Maisa. What's a good Kenyan? A Kenyan on a Cheftza, on money or an object. Since the Torah was Mechadish a Parsha of Eved Ivri, we see that it's Shayach to make a Kenyan on a Yid, on a human being, on a Yid's Guf, because you could be kind in Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, Nikne Be'er, that's a Shleisha Devarim. There are three ways to be kaidah in Eved Ivri. It's shayach to make a kinyan on the guf of a yid. A kinyan that says, I'm not going to quit, is a kinyan that's chal on the guf of the worker. And since it's chal on the guf of the worker, so therefore, it's not a kinyan devarim. It's chal on something. It's chal on the worker's guf. And therefore, it's a binding kinyan. So he's saying, he's stuck. He can't say he's an Eved Ivri because he's saying that since there's a parsha of Eved Ivri, that's begalitas. It's possible to do a full kinyan on a person and make him an Eved. Gemara calls it gufay kanoi by an Eved Ivri. That there's a kinyan on the person. So you can do a partial kinyan on the guf also. He's not going to be an Eved, but he's going to be a worker for 8 hours a day. So that's also shayach to do a kinyan on his goof. So what he's saying is that the worker, there's a kinyan on goof on the worker.
And the lady can't be an
That's a good question. Might be a hole in the sheet then, because the Shulchan Aruch is not a chalit in male and female. Maybe I'll answer you. When Moshe writes in Nigros Moshe and Chayshim Mishpat Tzivin Pei Aleph and Af Gimel, now what is the Machlokes Tzais and Shach? If a worker is gufay kano, if someone works for you, if you have a kinyan in his guf to work for you, or it's only a pledge to do a ma'isa, he says the shach holds that you can't be kinyan the guf of an eved, of a person, and that's why he doesn't hold like this tzais. He doesn't hold the worker is gufay kano. There's no kinyan in the guf of the worker. The tzais holds, yes, there's a kinyan in the guf of the worker. Now, you don't own his body that you can beat him up. But for whatever he's mishabin himself, just like if I'm a shutif in a field, I could have a kinyan in a field just for certain things. So I'm a shutif in my work is guf. And it's possible to make a shibur on the guf of the worker to work. And therefore, it's not the tzais holds, it's not a kinyan devarim, and therefore it's chal. This mahalach, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, brings B'Shem the Rivash himself. The Shach quotes the Tshuvas Rivash. Mishnah Lamelech brings a Rivash who says, first of all, he says that if you do someone a favor, and he says in exchange he'll do something for you, if you do someone a taiva, and he says, in exchange for that, he'll do something for you. He says, that's schar sachir, that's a worker. You shouldn't think a worker is only if you have a formal employee agreement. It's not so. A worker, if you tell a child that if you go bring me, you go to the store and buy me a soda, I'll give you something, I'll give you a lolly, I'll give you a dollar. That's schar sachir, he's working for you. And if you tell someone that if you do something, I'll do something bad for you, then that is schar sachir. That's the gist of his piece. He says that by Yisroi and Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisroi gave Moshe his daughter in exchange for which Moshe pledged not to return to Mitzrayim. He says that, why? How is that chal? That's a kinyan devarim. All it is a kinyan devarim. Yisrael said, don't go back to Mitzrayim. So he said, okay. He took his daughter in exchange for a pledge not to go to Mitzrayim. So frak there, it's kinyan devarim. Just like the Sma. The Sma said, Tanoim is a kinyan devarim. So Tanoim to do something, that was a Tanoim. So his garden is not binding. So Rashi in Chumash says, what does Rashi say? He made a shvua. That he made a shvua. All right? You hold it, he's a shvua, so he's out shvua. But the Rivash doesn't learn that way. He learns that he promised him. He says not a shvua, but that he was an exchange. So how's it chal? It's a kinyan devarim. Zok to Rivash, this you said that since the Torah was megala, that by schar sachir, it's possible to do a kinyan haguf. It's possible to obligate yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu pledged not to be chayzer. And the chiddush of this Tshuvas Rivash is that when you accept a favor for someone, in exchange for which you pledge to do them a favor, that's a kinyan. And it was a kinyan shalei lachzavai. A kinyan shalei lachzavai, Zachter Rivash, mamish like the tzais, it's binding. The Mishnah Lamelech himself is not happy with this Mahalach. Mishnah Lamelech says that it's not so. That Tzchirus is not a kinyan in the guf of the person. It says the Mishnah Lamelech holds like the Shach. But Lamaisa we find, what the Ketzais says, we find somewhere else. The Ketzais himself brings a Ravid. A Lashon HaRavid. You look inside, you'll see that Ravid's Lashon is something to the effect that he says, "Hayru Rabbeisai Sha'ada Makne Atzmai Liya Sachir." That it's possible to do a kinyan on your guf to be a sachir, but then it's not a kinyan devar. There's a third marker for the Ktzais, and that's in the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Chelek Bey is Tshuva Kuf Pei Dalid. The Shvus Yaakov has something of a complicated and interesting Shaila. Shvus Yaakov was an early Achreg. His Tshuva is brought down in many of the Pesachei Tshuva brings it, others bring it. Basically, a person did an iska with someone else. An iska is an agreement. You know, if you lend money, you can't take ribbis. If you invest, you can take profits. So the way it worked is somebody, Lamosha, was opening a business. So he invested money in the business. And the other person was doing the work for the two of them. And until he buys them out, they're shutfit. So you have this all the time, a silent partner and a working partner. You don't need a heter iska because it's an iska. People come to me sometimes for a heter iska. I tell them you don't need a heter iska. This is an iska. You have an investor and a managing partner. And if the money goes down, the investor loses his money. And if it goes up, he makes money. That's an investment. As long as you don't guarantee the money, it's an investment. And that's what they did. The minig hamedina was on an iska that if you don't back out the first month of a year, it's binding for the whole year. That was minig hamedina. The Shvus Yaakov says every contract stoma is signed according to the minig hasaychrim. The kachave, he invested in a business. Maybe the business name was Yahoo or something. It did very well. After a year, it was doing very well. The person wanted to stay in, but the managing partner had a right to buy him out. Past 1 month of the second year, the person didn't buy him out. Came the second month, he wanted to buy him out. So you can't buy me out. It's already past the month. Minig hamedina, you have to leave me in, or whatever profits come in this year are mine. So Pliny, the managing partner, came with a timer. When do we say the minig hamedina is binding? If it's not misnagid to a din in the Torah, if it's misnagid to a halacha in the Torah, then minig hamedina doesn't count. So he tainted that I'm working for you, and what we're doing is a geder of avodim la'avodim. So I'm allowed to back out. And secondly, he said it's a kinyan devarim ba'alma. Even if he'll say a stam kinyan in this medina is that after a month you can't quit, but it's a kinyan devarim. He tied the shach, mamish the shach tied, the worker tied. So the Shvus Yaakov answered like the Ktzais, except he adds a nekuda. But Gabi kinyan devarim, he says mamish the same thing the Ktzais says. The Ktzais was a later than the Shvus Yaakov. But we have now three, the Rivash, the Ktzais, Shvus Yaakov. He says it's a kinyan on the guf of the worker, and it's binding. A kinyan not to back out. And a kinyan kaminig hamedina not to back out is a kinyan not to back out. And memela, it's a binding kinyan. So he says that when you have a specific obligation, because of the tfuye also, we have lush in the Gemara sometimes. When you do something extra, you're coming to make something stronger. And when you're coming to make something stronger, the tfuye, then that takes effect. So we have three G'dayle, early Achrayim, the Ktzais, and the Rivash, and the Shvus Yaakov. All three hold that a kinyan is binding, you can't back out. Kenega that, we have the Shach and the Mishloah Melech, who hold that you could back out. I neglected to look in the Nesivis. I wanted to see how the Nesivis paskins. And, I have the Nesivis here. And I guess if somebody has a Shaila, you know what's the rule of Chashim Mishpat? Not like this. Say, Kinyan. Somebody has a Shaila backing out. Now, if you didn't make a specific Kinyan not to back out, there's nothing to talk about. You could back out. Even if you did make a specific kinyan, it's a machlaikis. If it says beferish, you can't back out. And the kinyan was done with the shtar. So a kinyan, to do a kinyan, the rice of shtar is not shriach. People don't do it. But there's a tin stumta. Dinik HaMedina is that if you sign a contract, it's an obligation. So if you sign a contract, then that would be an obligation. That would be a kinyan. And it was full, I think it would be. If it says beferish that obligated himself not to back out, then it was falling to this machlokes. So this is one mahalach in this inyan of kinyan devarim, shibud haguf. And the truth is, with this, you can answer the smas taina I mentioned yesterday on Tanoim. He said Tanoim are not binding. If you understand that Tanoim to be a shibud haguf, to come to the chasana, to not back out, then that's the with the mahalach of the Ksais and the Imei, it would make sense. There's a second mahalach, which is the Machna Frayim, the Chazayish. Now, Machna Frayim Chazayish is a bit complicated. I'm going to leave it in Yitzhak Hashem for tomorrow to do. I'd like to finish up the Sugi of King Devarim in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. I have to tell you, tomorrow, since it's Rosh Chodesh, normally when I go to Florida, I daven v'sikin in the airport. Rosh Chodesh, it's not poshut to say halal b'yichidus. If I had to say halal b'yichidus on Rosh Chodesh, I wouldn't say a bracha. The Imei daven b'yichidus. So machlokes, two machlokes. One machlokes would be even b'tzibur if you make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh. There are certain groups in Klal Yisrael don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. And then b'yichidus is also machlokes, even if you hold you do say. So I set myself up for an 8 o'clock flight so I could daven with Minyan tomorrow. So I'm landing at 11. I hope if everything goes exactly on schedule, I should be 11:45. It could be, I'll be a few minutes late. So continue to learn the Beis Medrash until you see that I'm here. What I would like to do, first of all, I'm going to give you a copy of the Machna Ephraim, please I have with me. This Machna Ephraim, okay. I hope I have it downstairs. I'm going to give it to someone. The Machna Ephraim that I copied is with, oh, here it is, with notes on the bottom. They put out with notes on the bottom. The Maila is, it brings the Shach that we discussed, the Ritva. It brings a few others. I'd like very much for you to do Adar of the Sugya. We're going to have a dozen such Sugyas in this parak. There are Shach Sugyas, short, concise Sugyas, like we have Tosis with Hezek Shein Iniker, we have now Kinyan Devarim. I'd like you to throw yourself into it as best you can. I'll give this to someone, make some copies for those who use it, and we'll find someone to do it. And there's a Hashem. Now, Thursday and Sunday, I'm not going to be here. And what I'd like to do is for you to do two things. First of all, Techazer, over Thursday, Friday, Sunday. And secondly, to do the next piece of Gemara. The next major sugya is in the Yomid Beis, very geshmaka sugya, Beis HaKnesses, the famous sugya, the two dots. To get to there on the Yomid Beis, my idea is you should be busy. But today, say there's not always, now I don't go to lunch now. And tomorrow, and it's Hashem on Friday, goes together Friday and Sunday, to keep you busy. And the Iker, to keep you into the sugya, it's a very important sugya. If you have the time, you should take out some Nishim Lamed Gimel. There's a very long Pischei Tshuva. It's a number of tshuvas on the topic, very geshmak to learn. But I have in my pocket, I made photostats of the four sides that the Pischei Tshuva spans. It's a Shem, I hope I'm on the airplane to go through them. Very geshmak. When you go through a sugya, and then you have Kishayla for Maisa, it's very enjoyable. So I hope you use the time for proper Haslada. And it's a Shem, I hope to see you tomorrow on time. They're not predicting snowstorms, so it's a chef.